Alright guys, this is Tone. This is On Deck, presented by Flagpole Sports. We're going to get into all of the first week of the MLB season. How did the Yankees do? How did they open the season? And what are they going to do going forward? Let's get to it.
Now batting for the American League from the New York Yankees.
And now, the New York Yankees.
Welcome to On Deck, presented by Flagpole Sports. This is Tone, and this is your official Week 1 MLB Yankee recap. Let's get to it. Yankees open the season last Thursday, April 1st, against the Toronto Blue Jays, a team that is thought to be one of the main teams to contend against the Yankees in the AL East. Lock loaded, got some new talent, some guys came in. They got George Springer, used to be on the Houston Trash cans, I mean Astros, sorry, don't know why I said that, it just came out, it's force of habit, but trash cans, I'm sorry, Astros, they got them from the Astros, not, alright, trash cans and Astros, same thing, it is what it is, I digress, but they're playing the Blue Jays, got George Springer, a lot of young talent, Vlad Jr., Biggio Jr., basically a team comprised of all kids from ex-Major League stars, Biggio, Bichette, Guerrero, good young nucleus, and they started the season throughout Ryu, who is a pretty good pitcher, to say the least. He used to be on the Dodgers, went to the Giants for a year, came to the Blue Jays, and has been their ace ever since he landed, going against our Yankees, the Bombers, fans in the stands, first time since 2019. Gerrit Cole on the mound. What else could you ask for? Just a win. Did they win? Well, they were down early 1-0. Gary Sanchez, Scary Gary, of all people. Yes, I bashed him. I continue to bash him. I'm still not convinced. He had a 2-run home run, gave the Yankees a lead. Gerrit Cole, not as sharp as he would like to be, gave up a home run to Teoscar Hernandez. Game was tied. Yankees had a chance to win it in the bottom of the ninth. Couldn't do it. Got extra innings. And the Blue Jays, unfortunately, put together some hits. Of course, is Mickey Mouse extra inning rule that Commissioner Manfred, who we'll get to at the end of this podcast, has said, we're going to do what we did last year. We're going to start extra innings when a runner on second. And that's just the way it's going to be. Absolutely ridiculous, stupid rule. I hate it. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't do anything for either team except give that first team that comes up to bat, the away team, the advantage. All they need is a base hit to get a run in. And if you have a pretty good bullpen, like most teams in Major League Baseball do, that should be enough to win. Yankees went down. First game, not looking good. Had an off day Friday. Came back on Saturday. And they look very good. Very, very good. They came out swinging. Finally came out swinging. The bats weren't alive. In game one, they were 0-for-9 and runners in scoring position. Not what you want to see. Corey Kluber took them out for the Yankees. Former Cleveland Indian, former Ranger. Had some injury problems in the last couple years. Looking to put that behind him. When he's on, he's an ace. When he's with Cleveland, multiple Cy Young, multiple top Cy Young candidate. If he could put it together, he could be something special, he could be something good for this team. Have a legitimate number one beside Gerrit Cole, number two. Came out. Didn't look overly impressive, didn't look terrible. Just kind of in the middle, pitching four innings. He did give up one run. Bullpen would give up another one. The Yankee bats came alive. And a lot of it was because of Clint Frazier. Batting in the 9 hole. Gio Urshela, a couple base hits. Even Scary Gary got a hit. Yankees took it 5-3. Going to Sunday. Rubber game. Could we take the series against the Blue Jays? And from the beginning, Yankees just couldn't get anything going. Domingo Germán, he pitched basically just 3 innings. Didn't look terrible. Did give up 3 runs, the 3 runs that the Blue Jays would score in a day. We need him to put it together like he did in 2019. If we could get 2019 Domingo Germán, minus the girlfriend beating and all that, new man, we'll mention it, then our top three starters will be amazing. We need to get Germán on track. Yankees went down 3-1 Monday, playing a team that they know how to beat the absolute shit on, the Baltimore Orioles. And the Yankee bats came out and absolutely fucking erupted. Aaron Judge, our captain, your captain, our captain, home run. Giancarlo Stanton with the highlight of the game, 471-foot grand slam. Yankees took the game 7-0 behind an awesome Jordan Montgomery start. 6 innings, no runs, 7 Ks, few hits. Tuesday, the Yankees were biting at the chumps to play this team again. Couldn't wait. Gerrit Cole on the mound. Gerrit Cole came out. It did not disappoint. Gerrit Cole, no doubt about it, is a motherfucking ace. And we got exactly what we paid for. 7 innings, 13 strikeouts. Yankees with a home run from Aaron Judge. Again, our captain, your captain, my captain. And guess what? Yankees run away, 7-0 lead. Questionable call in the 9th inning by the umpires. We're going to play a first by Mountcastle on the Baltimore Orioles, legging out a single. We'll review it, replay. Orioles will get a couple runs, 7-2. But we're on our way. Yankees now 3-2 on the season. Going into the final game, looking for the sweep against the Baltimore Orioles on Wednesday night. We'll send James Santalion to the mound for the first time. He'll get his first time in the Yankee Stadium. Hopefully we'll get that sweep. Of course we'll get that sweep. What am I talking about? Of course we get that sweep. Now, let's just talk about some of the good and some of the bad so far for the Yankees. Some of the good, I guess you could say, is Gary Sanchez. Gary has 2 home runs. Not doing anything really too crazy after that. He did have a pretty tough game he had to play on Sunday. But he did have a home run, so I guess everything kind of balances out. But it did lead to a loss, so maybe not. The good, Aaron Judge hitting home runs. And he looks like he's locked and loaded. Some of these guys really look locked and loaded. Now we get down to the bad. The guys that are struggling. Aaron Hicks. Now before we get to Aaron Hicks, I just want to say I've never been a big fan on how Aaron Booney does his lineup. I always thought he configured it a little bit wrong. I don't think he maximized everybody's strengths on this team. It just kind of like went from the gut, which may or may not be analytic driven. But it is what it is, and this is what he does. And he basically always puts LeMahieu the lead off, which is the right decision. And here's where I think it should be a little flip-flop. He has Judge in second, and then he puts Aaron Hicks in the 3 spot. Everybody knows in the 3 hole, that is your best hitter. And I think we can all agree, hand up, everybody put your fucking hand up. Aaron Hicks, not our best hitter, not by far. It's not even maybe our top 5 hitter on the team. I could definitely name 5 guys in the starting lineup that are better hitters than him. But he's batting third, and he's struggling. He's absolutely struggling. I don't even think he has a hit on his season. I don't think he has a hit on the season at all. Yes, he's getting a walk here and there. He's getting an RBI from his walks. He's being pretty solid in the outfield so far. Hasn't made too many mistakes. Pretty much no errors so far. But you gotta flip-flop it. You gotta go to LeMahieu first. Hicks second. Keep him at second. He could get those walks. Let him power through. If he could get on with his walks, so be it. Hitting will come around, hopefully. But he's not doing it right now. You can't keep him at 3. Judge at 3. Stanton 4. Torres 5. And then you go down from there. That's not what Booney's doing. Although in this last game, Tuesday night, he did do a little flip-flop. Took Aaron Hicks out. Gave him a night off. Maybe get himself to compose himself. But Guardy in the number 3 guard, he did pretty good. I mean, you're not going to expect him to be in there every night, but that spot start Not bad, not bad at all. Frazier's been in ninth, basically, and he's been dominating at that position. And he was moved up to sixth. Struggled a little bit, but, you know, it is what it is. He'll bounce back from that. Aaron Hicks is not hitting. Gleyber Torres, not hitting. Gio, kind of middle. He gets hits here and there. I'd like a little more consistency from him. Hicks, like I said, not hitting. Outfield Judge, looks like he's on target. He's batting over 300. Got a couple home runs. Scary Gary's getting some hits, some home runs. LeMahieu, slow start, but I think he'll pick it up. He'll pick it up for sure. And I think from there, it just, you know, you got to grind through. Bullpen so far, amazing. Up until Tuesday night, hadn't really given up a run. It's pretty much locked things down. Chapman came in on after his suspension, kind of like a little tune-up. He looked pretty good, hitting 101. Worked on his splitter. He's got a splitter now. Didn't look too bad. He's got to switch it up because guess what? That slider fastball combo is getting a little predictable. Other than that, starters look pretty good. Haven't gone too far in the games. Cole went a little further than everybody. We're going to 7 innings. Montgomery with 6. Hopefully it's a trend. And our starters will go a little more into the innings as we go forward. Obviously, you don't want to get any injuries. But it's early on. These guys should be fresh. And they should be able to go far in the games. Provided they don't get tired. Just got him on Booney. Just manage the game. After the Orioles, we'll have a series against the Tampa Bay Rays. He's becoming an absolute pain in our fucking asses. If you're a Yankees fan, Randy Arozarena, Tyler Glasnow. I think we're going to miss Glasnow. I think he pitched today, which I don't think puts him in line. Maybe Sunday. We'll have to see how it plays out. Blake Snell gone. Of course, he traded to the San Diego Padres. Things are looking good. Yankees got the 3 wins. Really could have won a 4th game. So really, if you want to see 3-2, 4-1. But we're right there. This team's looking good. They just got to make sure that their bats are on. They're getting runs. Because when their bats are on, sky's the moon. Sky's the moon. Moon's the sky. Sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. There we go. 3 times a try. Bam. 3 times a try. 3 times a charm. Look at me. Giddy. Giddy with all this Yankee happiness. That's a cool one. Alright, guys. This is Tone. Oh, wait. Breaking news. The MLB All-Star game has been moved out of Atlanta. And we'll be going to Coors Field in Colorado. Mainly based on a political decision by Rob Manfred, who is a fucking joke as a commissioner. Because of all the political activity going on in Georgia with all their new election rules and laws. It was not a baseball decision. It was just pressure by a lot of politicians. It was a political move, not a baseball move. It's sad because all the businesses in Atlanta that stood to gain some money off of this because of the added pressure and attention that came from the All-Star game will now miss out. There was a split second where there was a thought maybe it could have been in New York, but I think that was more of a pipe dream than anything, but it will now be in Coors. Not a big if it's a baseball move, I'm all for it, but it wasn't a baseball move. It was a political move. Not for it. You're only hurting the people that live in Atlanta and not the politicians that create the laws. Just something to think about. Don't want to get too political, but that's just my thought. This is Tone. This is On Deck, presented by Flagpole Sports. And this is your Yankees Week 1 rundown. See you next week, Week 2. Let's go, Yanks.